This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore last afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Speaking to the media person, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders will meet to review the progress of India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange view on regional and global issue of mutual interest. Earlier, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen deepen relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hasanal Bolkiah, in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remark during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikaswad developmentalism, not Vistarwad expansionism. Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Haryana Assembly election, which includes 67 names. According to the list released yesterday, Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest from the Latwa seat, Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta from Panchkula and former Minister Anil Vij from Ambala Kant seat. Additionally, Asim Goyal will contest from Ambala city, Kanwar Pal Gurjar from Jagdhari and Ghanshyam Das Arora from Yamuna Nagar. The BJP has fielded Ram Kumar Gautam from Safido, Divinder Singh Babli from Tohana and Captain Abhimanyu from Narnaul. The party has also given ticket to Srimati Shruti Chaudhary from Toshan, who recently left Congress and joined the BJP. Former BJP MP Sunita Duggal has given a ticket from Ratia. The party has nominated 8 women candidates in the list. The Bombay High Court has declined to issue direction for the immediate release of censor certificate for Kangana Ranaut starring film Emergency. The court noted that centre had informed the Madhya Pradesh High Court that the film is still under examination. A division bench consisting of Justice B.P. Kolabawala and Firdaus P. Punyawala stated that they could not issue directions because the Madhya Pradesh High Court had specifically instructed Central Board of Film Certification to review and address the objection raised regarding the film before deciding on its certification. During a hearing yesterday, the court clarified that it was not dismissing the petition, but instead directed the CBFC to complete its review of any objection by 18th of this month. Emergency is a biographical political drama set against the backdrop of 1975 national emergency in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that centre is closely monitoring the ongoing flood situation in Andhra Pradesh. In social media posts, Mr. Shah said the government has constituted a central team of experts led by additional secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs. A central interministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Gantur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today. China National Meteorological Center yesterday issued a red alert for Typhoon Yagi, which expected to bring strong winds and heavy rain to the country's southern region. The China Meteorological Administration has upgraded the emergency response for the typhoon from level 4 to level 2. At the Paris Paralympics, archer Harvinder Singh has made a history by clinching a gold medal, becoming the first ever India to win a medal in archery across the both Olympics and Paralympics. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated archer Harvinder Singh for winning a historical maiden gold medal in the Paralympics Games in Paris. And that is the end of this news bulletin.